Detailed summary of Kanthapura. 1. Heading: The Village. Kanthapura is a story of a village in the district of Kara in Mysore, South India, narrated by an aged woman of Kanthapura. Her name is Akacha. The village Kanthapura is situated high on the ghats upon the steep mountains that face the Arabian Sea. The agriculture consists of crops which the village raise: cardamom, coffee, rice, sugarcane, etc. The forest about the place add to the romantic tone of the village. The passes and the gorges are there. The romantic topography has the tragic censure in the peoples of various shades. The typical characters of the village express themselves on the scene. The roads that lead to the village are narrow and dusty. At night can be heard the creaking of carts taking the produce to the seashore, where it is shipped to the country of the red men, the rulers of India. Next heading: Goddess Kenchamma. The goddess of the village is known as Kenchamma, a great and generous goddess. It is said that she killed a demon who visited the village asking for the young man as food and the young woman as entertainment. Kenchamma came from the heavens to kill the demon. There was a great battle between the demon and Kenchamma, and the hill on which she fought is still red with the blood of many demons. Since then, she became a divine lady for the villagers. They also have a great devotion for the goddess. She also saved the villagers from cholera and the smallpox. People suffering from these diseases get well because of the blessing of Kenchamma. The native of Kanthapura always pray to her to protect them through famine and disease, death and misfortune. They pray to goddess Kenchamma. Kenchamma, Kenchamma, goddess benign and bounteous, mother of earth, blood of life, harvest queen, rain crowned. Kenchamma, Kenchamma, goddess benign and bounteous, Kenchamma. The people show their sincere and great faith in the power and mercy of goddess Kenchamma. She is the mighty protective goddess of Kanthapura. Next heading: Houses in the village. There are 24 houses in Kanthapura. Among them, some houses are big and attractive, as the big house of Postmaster Surya Narayan. His house is double-storied by the temple corner. Then there is the house of Patwari Nanjudia with a veranda and two rooms. The windows of the house have even glass panes. Another good house is that of the Kenaya village. It looks fresh and new. Next heading: Waterfall Venkamma. Venkamma, a woman of the village, generally known as Waterfall Venkamma, has a grouse against Rangamma. Waterfall Venkamma is a woman of a petty, jealous nature. She cannot bear to see others prosperous or successful. The sight of the happiness of others arouses her wrath, and she rails and rails against them. She is jealous of Rangamma, because she has a much larger house and constantly rails against her. She says, why should a widow and a childless widow too have a big house like that? And it is not her father who built it. It's my husband's ancestors that built it. I have two sons and five daughters, and the shaven widow hadn't even the luck of having a bandicoot to call her own. She is also against Murthy because he refused to marry her second daughter. Next heading, Akkamma the coffee planter. Another house in the village is the front house where Akkamma lives. Ramaya, the cousin of her sister-in-law, a coffee planter, often comes and stays with her, sometimes spending a night there. He often drops at the place of Akkamma while on his way to Karwar. Since the ferry would not ply in the night, he would leave his car on the side and would pay a visit to her. There is such a dinner in his honor that the village patwari, Nanjuria, and his son-in-law would be invited to partake of the delicacies. All the important people of the village come to see Ramaya. Next heading, Dora and Murthy. Dora is a young man of Kanthapura who is known as the university graduate, although he has been able to pass even the intermediate examination. He is so different from Murthy, to whom the narrator would marry a granddaughter if she had one. Murthy is a practical idealist. He is no philosopher. He is a satyagrahi. He is an ardent devotee of Mahatma Gandhi. He is known as the village Gandhi too. He has been described as a noble cow, quite generous, serene, deferent, and Brahminic, a very prince. The narrator says that if she had not been a daughterless widow, she must have offered a granddaughter, if she had one, to the nice and young chap Murthy. The coffee planter Ramaya comes to offer his own daughter to Murthy, but it could not be accepted because of the horoscope, do not tally. Murthy is the same age as the narrator's son Sinu, and the two are like Rama and Lakshmana. There is a need of Sita only to make the picture complete. Next heading, Parya. Now, the narrator turns the description from the Brahmin quarters. She embarks upon the details of the Parya quarters. There is the Parya quarters, the potter's quarters, the weaver's quarters, and Sudra's quarters. The potter's quarter is the smallest one. It has only five houses. Lingaya, Ramaya, Subaya, and Chandraya owned the four big houses, and old Kamalamma had a little broken house at the end of the street where she spent her last days with her son, walking across the temple square from the Potter's Street. The first house we saw was that of Patel Range Gowra, one of the richest but certainly most loved elders. He often helped his fellow Shudras when they were in trouble. The first part of the summary of Kanthapura in Hindi is over.